Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has ordered a brief halt to new offshore drilling permits while cleanup efforts continue along the Gulf Coast. First, in the hours right after the blowout, lawyers for the rig's owner, Transocean, asked workers who had survived the blast to sign form letters about what they had seen and whether they'd been injured. All of this before they'd even been allowed to see their families. Now, some of those survivors say they were coerced. Joseph Shapiro of NPR's investigative unit explains.
The explosion set off a massive fire on the oil rig. 11 men would die. More than 100 would run to the lifeboats to save their lives. But what's got some of the survivors angry is how the owner of the oil rig, Transocean, is now applying legal pressure to the men who escaped in those lifeboats. Lawyers for the survivors say the men were kept on the water, in boats and on another rig, for 15 hours or more. When they finally got to shore, they were secluded in a hotel for many more hours, and they still hadn't been able to see their family, and for many even telephone loved ones to say they were safe.